On today's Kids Corner, Miss Waddle has given the class an assignment.
Each of you will write an essay about your very best friend.
The challenge to do the assignment was more than Lucille could bear.
This whole assignment has got me kind of freaked out.
How come?
Because I don't have any idea who my best friend is.
You don't?
It's so confusing.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It was Monday morning at Tyreen Elementary. The morning bell rang promptly at 8:14, letting all the students know.
Just 1 minute before class starts. Out of my way. Excuse me. Pardon me. Coming through.
Liz made it to his desk just as the final bell announced the beginning of class.
That was close.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Miss Waddle.
As you know, Monday is the day we decide our essay topic for the week.
Any essay assignments?
Yeah, exactly what planet are you from, Lucille?
Huh?
Well, you're the only person I know who likes schoolwork.
So, class, why don't you give me some suggestions? Liz, did you have an idea?
Yeah, I was thinking we should all write about intergalactic space travelers.
What?
Again, Liz?
Well, it's an interesting topic.
Which you've mined the last four essays. I'd like your next one to be a little more...
controversial?
I was going for original, but I'll take controversial.
Okay.
Anyone else? Maury?
Well, lately I've been thinking a lot about condensation.
Condensation?
What? Well, yeah, after all, it impacts many areas of life.
Oh. Does it now?
Well, yeah, for instance, what are clouds and how are they made?
Okay. Condensation.
A cloud close to the ground is called fog.
Yeah, we get the picture, Maury.
And what is fog made of? Condensation.
Yeah. Got it. Anyone else? Cammie.
Actually, condensation is the process of vapor in the air turning into water.
Wowie Kazowie, she's right. Liz, I think I'm in love.
Oh, Maury, get a grip.
Class, we need a topic that everyone is interested in.
Well, like I said, intergalactic space travelers. It works for me.
Cecily, did you have an idea?
Well, yeah. How about if we all write about our best friends and why they're important to us?
Oh, gross. That's girly girl stuff.
Well, no, I mean, everyone in class should have a best friend, right? And some of them might be with us our whole lives.
You gotta be kidding me.
Cecily, that's a great idea.
Oh, thanks.
Did I mention that condensation is also a natural phenomenon?
Yeah.
Each of you will write an essay about your very best friend.
Okay. Miss Waddle, can I write about condensation?
No, Liz.
No.
I'll expect all your papers to be turned in this Friday at the latest. That's also when you'll give your oral report.
Oh, could it get any worse?
It's time to start thinking about the traditions we teach our children during the holidays. What fun things do you do as a family each Christmas? In what ways do you retell the Christmas story to your family every year? As you anticipate and plan for Advent and Christmas, why not start some new traditions and check out the Kids Corner's Christmas collection with all our free Advent, Christmas, and New Year resources. We've got crafts, devotions, activities, and audio drama podcasts that will entertain your family and help tell the important story of the first Christmas. On Christmas Day, you can read the KC Special Christmas Devotional together. So check out the Kids Corner's Christmas Collection at kidscorner.net. It's all free, and it's for you. May God bless you during this special season.
Not feeling terribly inspired by their new writing assignment, Liz and Maury headed down the hallway to gym class.
Well, let's see. I like collecting stuff, playing chess, and... Ooh, write this down. My middle name is Horatio, H-O-R-A...
Maury. What are you babbling about?
Well, I'm helping you with your research.
What research?
You know, all the important details about me.
What?
You'll need them when you write your report on your best friend.
Oh, that. Right. Yeah. Thanks.
Don't worry. I know all about you.
Yeah.
You don't have to fill me in on anything.
Wait, you're writing about me?
Of course. You write your report about me, and I'll write mine about you. How's that sound?
Well, Maury, I'm...
Sounds awful. How can he write about you as his best friend when obviously I'm his best friend?
Hey, Spike.
You? Yeah, me. We've been best friends since we were hatchlings, right, Liz?
Well,
Things change. Lizards grow apart. New lizards take their place, right, Liz?
Well,
That's nonsense. Liz and I are best friends and always will be. Tell him, Liz. Yeah, Liz, who is your best friend?
Well, you know, that's kind of a hard question. I mean, I do hang out a lot with the two of you, and plus there's always Lucille.
Lucille?
Yeah, Lucille.
Yeah, but Lucille is... You know.
What?
A girl.
So?
Ah, nerds, Liz.
What?
Get with the program. Yeah, wake up and smell the coffee.
What are you...
Miss Waddle doesn't expect you to write about a girl.
Why not?
Because she's a girl.
Yeah?
You're a guy.
Yeah.
Spike is right. If you're a guy, then your bestest best friend should be a guy.
What? Is that a rule?
That's common sense.
I guess I never really thought about that before.
Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up. So, you're gonna write about me, right? No, me!
I think I'm gonna write about the person who's always been there for me.
Haha, I knew you wouldn't let me down. I love you, man. Come here.
Hey, Maury, whoa, what are you doing?
What? A best friend can't hug his best buddy?
No, he cannot. That is a rule.
Come on, we're guys.
Yeah, come on.
Then high five?
Yeah.
Better, except Liz is gonna high five me, because I'm his best friend. High five, Liz. High five!
There. Are you both happy now?
Down low?
Aww.
At recess, Lucille caught up with Lacey and Cammy, and they each grabbed a swing on the playground.
Hey, Lacey, save a swing for me!
Hi, Lucille. So, what do you think about our writing assignment?
That's exactly what I was going to ask both of you.
I think I'll write about Cheryl Snubnose.
Cheryl, huh? Why her?
She's in my advanced science class,
oh.
And well... We just really seem to get along. We can, and do, converse for hours on end.
Really? About what, Cammy?
Mm. Oh, a great variety of subjects. But mainly, we evaluate the opportunities for young scientists investigating new material with potential applications in the electronic and optoelectronic industries.
Oh.
Well, I said hi to her once. She seems nice.
Oh, she's more than nice. She's also an advanced math.
I'm not even going to ask how that relates.
I can see why you spend so much time together.
I'll probably write about Britney Spikes.
Britney Spikes?
Yeah.
But she's a pop singer.
I know.
But you've never met her.
If I did, I know we'd be best friends. We both love all the same things. We've really got a lot in common.
Yeah, but you're supposed to write about... A real best friend, not someone you've never met.
So, I'm a future thinker. I'll write about when I meet her and when we become best friends. Because one day we will, I'm sure of it.
Uh-huh.
Who is the subject of your missive, Lucille?
Mm. Well, I'd have to say my best friend is probably Liz.
Liz? Liz Arado Lacerta?
Yeah, why?
He's a boy.
So?
I don't think it is psychologically prudent for a female to have a best friend of the opposite sex.
Why not?
Because then he's not your best friend, he's your boyfriend.
Oh, a logical conclusion, Lacey.
Hmm.
So I have to pick a girl?
Unless you want everyone calling Liz your boyfriend.
No, I don't want that.
Then whom shall it be?
I don't know yet. I'll have to think about it.
Oh, there's Cheryl. I must excuse myself. Electronic and optoelectronic industries can't wait. Farewell.
Bye, Cammy.
Bye.
My problem is I just have too many friends.
Really? I mean, really?
Yeah, it's going to be tough not hurting other people's feelings. That's why it's easier just going with Britney Spikes. No one gets hurt.
Oh, yeah, I see. Smart thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The bell rang to announce the end of recess, and all the kids scurried back to class. All except for Lucille, who was left feeling pretty lonely.
Maybe something's wrong with me. Sure, Liz is a great friend, but he's really more of a buddy. Why don't I have a best friend that's a girl?
After school, Liz and Lucille met at Big Daddy-O's for some ice cream.
So, Lucille, what do you want? My treat.
Your treat?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, but you know, Liz, I have to go.
Wait, what? Well, we just got here.
I know, but the world is coming to an end.
Wait a minute, coming to an end? How do you know? What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure I just heard you say you're treating.
Yeah?
That's gotta be the end of the world.
Ha 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 ha, very funny, Lucille. Mm-hmm. So who are you gonna write your essay about?
I don't know. This whole assignment has got me kind of freaked out.
How come?
Because I don't have any idea who my best friend is.
You don't?
It's so confusing.
Oh, come on, there must be someone who you spend a lot of time with.
I don't know.
Get along great with?
I get along with a lot of people.
Who makes you laugh?
Well, you know, now that you mention it.
Someone who supplies tons of adventure to your life.
You know, Liz, you're right.
Now see, that wasn't so hard, was it?
I guess I just never considered her my best friend before.
Well, yeah, her? Did you say her? Wait, what do you mean her?
Thanks, Liz. What? I'll have to give it some more thought, but you just might be right about Lacey.
Wait a minute, hold the phone. Lacey? Lacey?
I'm gonna get my ice cream to go.
What?
Thanks for buying, you know, and you're right. I do have a lot of thinking to do.
Lucille?
Hey, Lucille, what's up?
Liz is buying ice cream,
wait,
right?
Wait a minute.
See you guys, gotta go.
Hey, if you're buying, Liz, make mine a double scoop with those crunchy fleece sprinkles on top.
I wasn't really planning on buying.
Thanks, buddy, you're the best.
Oh, sure. Whatever, Maury. Just, no hugs.
Oh, right. High five?
Oh, brother.
Lucille went straight home, sat at her computer, and started writing an essay about her best friend.
Having a best friend is having someone in your life that understands your longings and fears. Someone who thinks you're perfect and wonderful, and that's why my very best friend is not Lacey. Oh, it's no one. I just don't have a best friend.
The next day, after much thought, Lucille finally decided the way to get a best friend was to attract one. So, before school, she spent some time flipping through Teen Lizard Beat magazine.
Let's see. Fashion, makeup, hair. Who's dating who? What's hot? What's not? If I'm up on all the latest trends and the teen gossip, then maybe Lacey will think I'm hip enough to be her best friend. Now, just gotta remember to talk the talk.
As an extra measure of coolness, Lucille puffed up her hair, using tons of hairspray to hold it in place.
How do girls do this stuff?
Lucille headed straight for the school playground and instantly spotted Lacey hanging out by the giant tractor tires.
Hey, Lacey! What's up, girlfriend?
Lucille? Wow, look at your hair. Is that really you?
Yeah, like, duh, who else would it be? Whoa, like, what kind of shoes are you wearing, girl?
My gym shoes? Because today we have gym. Lucille, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, like, my shoes are so totally designer. Don't they just reek sassitude?
Oh, sassitude?
Come on, Lacey, like, you're one sassy tuna.
I am?
Yeah, like, everyone knows that having sassitude is short for having a sassy attitude.
Lucille, what is with you today?
And I'm thinking, sure, my gym shoes are designer, but they don't look sassalicious. Like, I wouldn't dare be seen wearing them outside of gym class, you know what I mean?
Lucille, I never knew you were into designer clothes and stuff.
Yeah, you know, like, it's something I've always loved.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, like, it's so me.
Yeah.
I mean, totally.
On the other side of the playground, Liz had just spotted Lucille and was heading over to see her when...
Hey, what's up, best buddy?
Oh, hey, Maury.
Hey, where were you this morning? I stopped by your house to walk to school with you, but your mom said you just left.
Yeah, that's too bad. I must have just missed you.
Well, I saw you just down the street. I yelled out to you, but you didn't hear me.
Really? That's a shame.
Well, at least I caught you now. So, what you want to do this morning there, buddy?
I don't know.
Hey, let's make a list of all the things with condensation on them. We could even gather some samples.
Condensation?
Doesn't that sound exciting, amigo, pal, chum, best friend of mine?
Actually, right about now, I really do wish we were writing our essays on condensation.
You and me both, buddy. You and me both.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
Lucille was on a quest to find someone to choose as her best friend. However, as much as she wanted to impress Lacey, by lunchtime, Lucille was finding it very hard to keep up the masquerade of being interested in fashion and all the gossip of pop stardom.
Did you know Britney Spikes never goes out in public without a bodyguard?
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Can you even imagine being her? Wow. Think what it would be like always having a bodyguard to protect you because you were so famous.
So, like, what else do you want to talk about?
You mean, besides Britney?
Like, have you read any good books lately?
Books? No. But I just bought Britney's new CD.
Oh, that's a surprise.
You know, I've been thinking about getting one.
A new book?
No, a bodyguard, silly.
Why do I even bother?
After lunch, Lucille realized
maybe Lacey wasn't the right girl to impress.
But she didn't give up.
I just gotta get a best friend before my essay is due. I don't want to look like the only girl without a best friend.
In fact, at gym that day...
Hi, Marcy.
Hey, Lucille.
Say, you like gym, right?
Yeah, it's my favorite class.
Yeah, mine too, I mean, kinda. So, you wanna do some push-ups?
What?
You know, get buff, work out, pump some iron.
Lucille, did you eat the jalapenos at lunch?
Why, do they pump you up?
No, I was wondering if they fried your brain.
The harder Lucille tried to act in ways that would make others like her, the more uncomfortable she felt with herself. But she still didn't give up.
Hey, Cammy.
Hi, Lucille.
Hey, I was wondering if after school you could help me with a little science experiment.
Most certainly. Concerning?
Oh, you know, how to determine the Larmor radius of a charged particle moving in a magnetic field.
Oh, we won't need all of after school for that.
We won't?
I can show you right here.
You can?
Yeah. You see, the Larmor radius can be readily determined by balancing the centripetal Lorentz force with the equation for circular motion. See?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's funny, you know, because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Indeed. So what equation would you use?
Equation? Well, of course I'd start with, you know, the equation which would yield the most.
What?
Oh, sure, Liz. I gotta go. Liz needs my help.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, he's right over there. I'll see you later, okay?
Curious girl.
After what seemed like an enormous failure of a day, Lucille walked home with her head hung low.
Something must be wrong with me. Even when I try to impress the girls, I still don't have a best friend to speak of.
Just then, Granny Gecko pulled up.
Lucille?
Hi, Granny.
Hey, do you want a lift, child? Where are you off to?
Somewhere where I won't have a best friend, that's for sure.
Well, I could tell by the way you were walking that you might be feeling a tad down and out. Now, do you want to tell me about it?
Lucille quickly gave Granny a rundown of her exhausting day.
So, all in all, I guess I'm just feeling frustrated. Aww. All I want is a best friend. Is that too much to ask?
No, I don't think so. But you know, it sounds like you could use some cookies and milk at my house.
Boy, could I.
All right.
Hey, Lucille.
Oh, hi, Liz. I haven't seen you all day.
What's with your hair?
Oh, don't ask.
Well, we were just heading over to my house to have a little heart-to-heart chat. Liz, do you want to come along?
Well, are homemade fly chip cookies and a tall glass of ice-cold milk part of the deal?
As always.
Then move over, Lucille. I am so there.
Let's go.
By the time the dust had settled in Granny's driveway, Liz had already snarfed down his third fly chip cookie.
So then, Maury starts acting all crazy and sticking to me like one of those window suction cup toys.
Now, Liz, Maury is a good friend.
Well, yeah, I know, but is he my best friend?
Who would you say is your best friend?
That's a good question. I mean, there's always Spike and Maury and, well, there's you, Lucille.
Well, I am so glad you finally got around to the obvious. Of course, Lucille's a good friend.
Well, of course she is, Granny, but it's just that, well, she's,
Liz.
Yeah, what?
Well, a girl.
Oh, so?
Well, Maury and Spike say I can't have a best friend that's a girl.
And Lacey and Cammy said the same thing about Liz being my best friend.
Okay.
And since Liz was a boy, if he were my best friend, then that would make him my boyfriend.
Oh, ew. That's all just nonsense. The truth is, you don't always have to have just one best friend.
You don't?
No. I believe sometimes that can be an unrealistic expectation.
Well, how come?
Because one friend can't be the end-all and the be-all for anyone.
So I shouldn't feel bad if I don't have just one girl that's my very best friend?
Oh, certainly not, Lucille. And more importantly, you need to understand that not having a best girlfriend isn't necessarily a judgment about you.
I don't get it.
Well, just because Lucille doesn't have a best girlfriend doesn't mean she's not a wonderful and kind, caring person.
Thanks, Granny.
You're welcome. Now, both you and Liz will attract the sort of friends you need.
We will?
Yes, but you have to be yourself. No more trying to gain friends by being different than who you really are, who God made you to be. Psalm 139 says that He made you wonderfully. Now, you don't need a new wardrobe or big muscles or super brain power. You are wonderful.
You mean real friends accept me for who I am?
Warts and all.
The next day, Liz volunteered to give his report first.
My best friend is a very caring person.
Lucille's eyes lit up.
A person who stands by me when I'm right and tells me when I'm wrong.
Spike shifted in his seat, and a small grin creased his face.
My best friend plays catch with me and teaches me how to play chess.
Maury leaned over to the girl next to him.
I'm much better at chess than catch.
My best friend helps me with my homework, listens to me when I'm down, and tries to cheer me up. My best friend is more than just one person. My best friend is Lucille Monitor, Spike Race Runner, Maury Clumptoes, Scooter, and any number of other friends that are willing to join me on this wild ride called life.
The classroom was deathly silent. Liz could hear his heart pounding away. Then all at once, Spike stood up and yelled,
"Rock on, Liz! Rock on! You the man!"
Yeah! Yay. Yeah, you are!
That is my best buddy.
Mine too.
And mine.
So Liz, Lucille, Maury, and Spike all learned some valuable lessons that week about friendship, specifically about best friends. How about you? Do you have a best friend? Maybe you even have more than one best friend. Liz and Lucille learned that it's not only okay to have more than one best friend, sometimes it's actually better. And remember, in order to have good friends, you don't have to work on impressing anyone. Your job is simply to be the best friend you can be, treating others with kindness, care, respect, and love, just as Jesus would. And Jesus is the best friend anyone could ever have.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.